In the news this week, the Health Secretary expresses serious concerns about removing end-of-life protections for the terminally ill. Doctors in Scotland warn Holyrood of possible consequences of prescribing cross-sex hormones to children. And record numbers march for life in London. Hello. The Health Secretary Wes Streeting has expressed profound disquiet over calls to legalise assisted suicide in England and Wales. Streeting admitted to being conflicted on a change in the law and suggested it could increase the risk of vulnerable adults being coerced into ending their lives. The Health Secretary said as well as the difficult philosophical and ethical questions, he was concerned about a whole series of practical ones over which he confessed to being deeply uncomfortable. How do you make sure that people aren't coerced into exercising their right to die if it were available? He also referred to what he described as a burden of guilt, where vulnerable patients might feel a burden to their families, even if their families didn't even remotely feel like they were a burden. MSPs have been warned that a lack of clinical guidance for GPs on the use of cross-sex hormones for youngsters is a ticking time bomb. Doctors told the Scottish Parliament that clinicians were being asked to prescribe hormones to patients in their care without proper guidance or supervision. Outlining their concerns, Dr. Anne Williams explained, "We are experimenting with our young people, which is dangerous, as they may have many years of their lives to discover and suffer the consequences." Many GPs are very concerned that we are yet to see the bomb explode. Public Health Minister Jenny Minto responded that specialist centres will soon be responsible for determining the support that children and young people need in that area. The Scottish Government has recently agreed to adopt many of the CAS Review's recommendations for children's gender services, including the establishment of such specialist centres. Speakers at a summit on gambling reform have urged the government to impose stricter controls on gambling advertising. Addressing the gathering, Sir Ian Duncan-Smith called on Culture Secretary Lisa Nandy to outlaw betting incentives and restrict gambling advertisements in sport. Several campaign groups at the summit, which was convened by Peers for Gambling Reform, recommended a pre-9pm ban on betting and casino advertising. The Parliamentary Association, which has around 150 members, argues gambling legislation is in need of urgent reform to combat the harm caused by aggressive and harmful advertisements from the betting industry. In July, the Christian Institute called on the Culture Secretary to prioritise gambling reform for the sake of those exploited by betting companies. And finally, over 8,000 people attended March for Life in London last Saturday, more than any previous year, with banners and talks around the theme, "Abortion Isn't Healthcare." A pro-life health summit was held in the morning, with medical professionals speaking on the damaging effects of abortion on women's health. Isabel von Spruce, co-director of March for Life UK, explained, "As many as 1 in 17 women using mail-ordered abortion pills end up in hospital with complications." She added, "Unborn children are not a disease to get rid of, but are humans who should be treated with respect and equality. We need societal solutions that support both lives in every pregnancy." Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.